Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 6. Entering into the intrinsic significance of the reality of the body of Christ, the highest peak in God's economy and the top revelation of the Bible. Tuesday, related verses. Revelation 14, verse 1. And I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. Revelation 21, verse 16. And the city lies square, and its length is as great as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed to a length of 12,000 stadia. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. Revelation 14, verses 4 and 5. These are they who have not been defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they who follow the Lamb wherever he may go. These were purchased from among men as firstfruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth no lie was found. They are without blemish. Revelation 12, verse 5 and 11. Verse 5. And she brought forth a son, a man-child, who is to shepherd all the nations with an iron rod. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Verse 11. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they loved not their soul life even unto death. Revelation 21, verses 2 and 3 and 7. Verses 2 to 3. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 7. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be God to him, and he will be a son to me. Philippians 2, verse 13. For it is God who operates in you both the willing and the working for his good pleasure. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in the Christ and manifests the savor of the knowledge of him through us in every place. Suggested reading. Today in the church age, the God-men who were perfected and matured are Zion, the overcomers, the vital groups within the churches. But in the new heaven and new earth, there will be no more Zion, only Jerusalem, because all the unqualified saints will have been qualified to be Zion. In other words, the entire New Jerusalem will become Zion. What is Zion? Zion is the very spot where God is, that is, the Holy of Holies. In Revelation 21, there is a sign signifying that the New Jerusalem will be the Holy of Holies. Its dimensions are the dimensions of a cube, 12,000 stadia long, 12,000 stadia wide, and 12,000 stadia high. That is the Holy of Holies, because the Holy of Holies in the Old Testament in both the tabernacle and the temple was a cube, equal in length, breadth, and height. There is no other way to reach this high peak except by praying. It is more than evident that Jerusalem is here as a big realm of Christians. But where is Zion? The overcomers. The overcomers are the very Zion, where God is. This is the intrinsic reality of the spiritual revelation in the Holy Word of God. We have to realize what the Lord's recovery is. The Lord's recovery is to build up Zion. Zion is the high peak, the center, the uplifting, the strengthening, the enriching, and the reality of the church, the holy city. If there are no overcomers in a local church, that church is like Jerusalem without Zion. A local church must have some overcomers, and these overcomers are the peak and the center of that local church. They are the uplifting, the strengthening, the enriching, and the reality of that local church. If you take away these overcomers from that local church, that local church becomes like a flat tire. Jerusalem typifies the church. Within Jerusalem, there was Mount Zion, typifying the overcomers. Jerusalem is large, while Zion is small. The stronghold of Jerusalem is Zion. Whenever there is something that has to do with God's heart's desire, Zion is mentioned. Whenever there is something that has to do with the failures and sins of the Jews, Jerusalem is mentioned. There is a new Jerusalem, but there never will be a new Zion, because Zion can never become old. Every time the Old Testament speaks of the relationship between Zion and Jerusalem, it shows us that the characteristics, the life, the blessing, and the establishment of Jerusalem come from Zion. In 1 Kings 8:1, the elders were in Jerusalem, and the Ark of the Covenant was in Zion. Psalm 51:18 says that God did good to Zion and built the walls of Jerusalem. Psalm 102 verse 21 says that the name of the Lord was in Zion and that his praise was in Jerusalem. Psalm 135 verse 21 says that the Lord dwelt at Jerusalem, but that the Lord was to be blessed out of Zion. In Isaiah 41 verse 27, the word was first announced to Zion and then preached to Jerusalem. Joel 3 verse 17 says that when God dwelt in Zion, Jerusalem would be holy. Today, God is looking for the 144,000 amidst the defeated church who will stand on Mount Zion. God always uses a small number of believers to pass on the flow of life to the church and to revive the church.